Chapter 14, The Ninth Mandate. He said to me,
"Cast off indecision and do not be double-minded at all when asking anything from God. Do not say, 'How can I ask and receive anything from the Lord after having committed so many sins?' Do not entertain such thoughts, but with your whole heart, turn to the Lord and ask Him without doubting, and you will learn the abundance of His tender mercies. He will never leave you, no. He will fulfill the petition of your soul. For God is not like men who remember evils done against them. He does not remember evil and has mercy on what He has made. Therefore, cleanse your heart from all the vanities of this world and from the vices already mentioned. Then ask of the Lord, and you will receive all, and none of your requests will be denied, provided you ask the Lord without doubting. However, if you doubt in your heart, you will not receive a single one of your requests. The double-minded are those who doubt the Lord and altogether fail to obtain any of their requests. But those who are wholly perfect in the faith ask everything, trusting in the Lord, and they receive, because they ask without doubting, without double-mindedness. Every double-minded man, even if he repents, will be saved only with difficulty. Therefore, cleanse your heart of double-mindedness. Clothe yourself with faith, because it is strong, and put your trust in God, confident that you will receive from Him all that you ask. And if at some time or other, after having made it, you receive your request from the Lord rather slowly, do not doubt because you are slower than you expected in obtaining the request of your soul. For invariably, you receive your request slowly on account of some temptation or some sin of which you are not aware. Therefore, do not cease from asking the request of your soul. But if you become discouraged and double-minded while asking, blame yourself and not the giver. Be on your guard against this double-mindedness, for it is evil and senseless. It uproots many from the faith, however strong in faith they are. For double-mindedness is the daughter of the devil and is exceedingly wicked to the servants of God. Despise double-mindedness and gain the mastery of it in everything by clothing yourself with faith, which is strong and powerful. For faith promises all things, perfects all things. But double-mindedness, which does not even have confidence in itself, fails in all its works. Therefore you see that faith is from above, from the Lord, and its power is great. Whereas double-mindedness is an earthly spirit from the devil, lacking in power.
He said,
"Therefore be subject to the faith that has power and keep aloof from double-mindedness, which lacks power, and you will live to God as well as all who are of the same mind."